Nestora Salgado raised her family in the Seattle area. She's a U.S. citizen and a human rights activist, but most people know her now as a political prisoner. She's been held in a Mexican prison for more than 2 years with limited outside contact. Recently, Salgado was transferred to a lower security facility and allowed more visitors and phone calls. KUOW's Liz Jones met up with Salgado's husband for an update on her case.
Nestora Salgado's husband, Jose Luis Avila, lives at a sprawling apartment complex in Renton. Mexican music drifts through the parking lot from a passing car and a nearby balcony. I walk up to Avila's third floor apartment, to the home he shared with Salgado up until her arrest. We've arranged for a phone call with a freelance reporter in Mexico, one of the only reporters able to visit Salgado so far.
Yeah, right here they speak.
As we wait, Avila shows me some laminated 8x10 photos of his wife and a community police force she helped lead in Mexico.
So this is the police that she formed in Olinala.
That's a lot of people.
Well, the whole community, it really come together, you know, after suffering, you know, for months, you know, the violence, the kidnappings, the extortions, the murders, you know.
This photo shows Salgado leading a crowd of people in her home village in the Mexican state of Guerrero. Salgado, who's in her 40s, made frequent trips there and gradually started this uprising against a plague of organized crime and violence she witnessed.
We are facing a monster in Mexico. When all this corruption.
Guerrero state law allows indigenous groups to create police forces, but there's strong debate about their jurisdiction. Salgado's group made arrests and detained people. Some accuse her of going too far and want her to face trial. Her charges range from kidnapping to murder, charges her attorneys say are fictitious yet common to see against activists.
How do you pronounce his name?
Jeffrey,
okay.
Oh, that must be her calling.
It's time for the call.
Hi, Alyssa. Okay.
We gather around a speakerphone. On the other end is reporter Alyssa Hullett in an echoey conference room in Mexico City. She just visited Salgado the day before.
And she came up and gave me like a big hug and, you know, like the Mexican greeting, a kiss. And yeah, she was really welcoming and was joking with the front desk man who was helping me sign in.
Jose Avila, does that sound like the Nestora that you know and remember?
Yes. It is amazing, you know, for me, you know, after all these 26 months already, you know, this, in this horrible condition, you know, still, you know, this is the Nestora that I know, you know.
And what did she tell you about the conditions of the prison where she's currently at?
Well, it's much better than the high security prison she was at before. But she described it as cruel still. And I asked her about specific details and she declined to provide any because she said she's afraid of, you know, being reprimanded.
We talk about Salgado's health. A car crash years ago left her with severe nerve damage. Without physical therapy, her hands now barely move.
They can't move.
Avila stares at the phone, shaking his head.
I mean, it makes me feel so angry, you know, against the Mexican government. Because even though that she's right now in their custody, sometimes we had to buy her own medicine right now. So basically right now we are spending close to $1,000 or over $1,000 a month because we had to bring in some medication for her. Even we had to bring some food. We had to buy even the toilet paper. We had to do everything for her. We had to wash her own clothes, everything. And we are demanding her release because she's an innocent person that has been in these horrible conditions for the last 26 months.
Alyssa, did Nestora have any messages she wanted you to share with her family or with Jose Avila?
She just wanted to reiterate her gratitude for everything her family has done. She told me she is very worried about their safety. And
Salgado also gave her a message to share with the public.
I have a quote from her. She said, "I'm tired of fighting against the government. I'm fighting against someone very, very powerful. I'm a little pessimistic because I'm not powerful enough to do it on my own. I need more support from the rest of the world. I can't do it on my own."
Pero día a día aparecen muertos.
After the call, Avila pulls up this video of his wife.
Nosotros nos vamos a dedicar a proteger a nuestro pueblo.
She's giving a press conference in her hometown of Olinalá, just days before her arrest. She's saying, day after day, people turn up dead. People disappear. We have to stay committed to protect ourselves.
This is life in Mexico. It's really, really painful.
Salgado's attorneys say she was illegally detained without a warrant. She's never had a day in court. They want the U.S. State Department to step in.
If I lose hope, you know, I'm dead. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I don't care if it takes my whole life, you know, but I'm going to do everything what I can, you know, to make sure that she gets released, you know.
In the meantime, Salgado's legal team at Seattle University continues to work with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. They say meetings with Mexican officials recently intensified, raising new hope that a breakthrough is near. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
This story was reported in partnership with the Seattle Globalist.